So Surrey is getting a brand new arts festival this summer, and it's one with a real community heart. Surrey's Big Poetry Weekend 26 launches at the Egham Literary Institute on the 1st and 2nd of August, bringing together nationally recognised poets, Surrey voices, workshops, open mics, talks, panels, and plenty of people who might be completely new to poetry. Adam Gary is the president of the Surrey Poet Laureateship. Welcome to Radio Jackie.
Thank you very much.
Adam, for people hearing about this for the first time, what is Surrey's Big Poetry Weekend?
It is a celebration of everything poetry, whether that's Surrey, but also nationally as well. For the last 2 years, we've worked with Surrey-based poets and our local community and getting people involved in poetry. And this is our opportunity now to show... to show the national scene what Surrey has to offer. So we're bringing like big names down from all over the country, including Scotland as well. We have one Scottish poet joining us, but to celebrate Surrey and introduce our great county to the national poetry scene.
So some people hear the word poetry and think it might not be for them. So is this festival designed for poetry lovers or for newcomers or for everyone?
Absolutely. It's for everybody. Everything we do has the intention to bring people to poetry. So I myself will be running a Poetry for Beginners workshop right at the start of the festival. So if you want to dip your toes into poetry, come along at the start of the Saturday. There is a Poetry for Beginners, and then you can officially become a poet and enjoy the rest of the festival as a poet. But yes, everything we do is designed to bring more people to poetry. Our flagship initiative, the Poetry Hubs, are free sessions Monday to Sunday now, in the morning, completely free to attend. And they are for anybody who might think, I've always wanted to get into poetry, but maybe maybe it's not for me, or it's too academic. And I've had so many people say, oh yeah, I haven't written poetry for 40 years and now they come every single week. The reason I started it, the reason I'm so passionate about it is because my background, when I was in school, it just didn't unlock anything. It was taught in a way that didn't capture my imagination. And I think that's where we need to start. If we're going to get people into poetry, you have to capture people's imaginations and let them catch the bug of just expressing themselves and not worrying about, you know, line one has to rhyme with line three and, you know, all the technique stuff. Sure, that's important, but that probably shouldn't be the first thing that, you know, you get taught. We just want to get people enjoying expressing themselves through the written word, then we can teach the technique later. So yes, definitely come along, even if you're just starting in poetry.
So why was it so important for you to bring it to Surrey now?
There's just not enough going on in Surrey. I'm obviously a Surrey resident, and I was always travelling into London or travelling up north for the big festivals. And so I wanted to create something for my local community. And it was so well received that we kind of branched out to another place, and then that was well received. And then before we knew it, it's sort of become this big county-wide initiative. And we've had amazing support from so many different councillors, you know, public figures. And it's just gone really, really well. And people seem to really enjoy what we're doing.
So the Surrey Poet Laureateship has grown incredibly quickly in just 2 years. What do you think that says about the appetite for poetry locally?
Well, again, I think it just cements what I've said, like there wasn't enough in Surrey going on. But also for the last decade, really, poetry has kind of grown in popularity, you know, record poetry book sales. At one point, poetry was like the epicenter of the art world, and we kind of lost the love for it over the years. And it's nice to see that it's making a resurgence.
So you're Surrey's Poet Laureate yourself. What first made you believe poetry could bring people together?
I think poetry has always brought people together. Art has always brought people together. And as I say, poetry has seen such an incredible rise through, I believe, social media. You know, it's more accessible. People are reading things. People are connecting with other people and go, oh, yeah, I'm not alone. I feel that too. And then through that, people are then discovering all, you know, the classics and stuff. And I suppose COVID as well, we were all locked away for so long that when we came out the other side of that, people were desperate for the in-person connection. And poetry is just a perfect art form to... Another thing we do is we do monthly open mics, and they are incredible because you sit there in a room for 4 hours and you hear people reading the poems that they've written, you know, from the very depths of their soul, if you like. But then suddenly you look to your left, genuinely you look to your left and someone's wiping a tear because they've connected with that poem. And yeah, it's just a perfect art form, I think, to bring people together.
So you mentioned open mics, but they can be quite nerve-wracking for people. What would you say to someone who's written something but has never shared it out loud before?
So my advice is always, usually, just jump in at the deep end. Just go for it. With performance and stuff, I understand that it's a little bit trickier. But with our open mics, and many open mics across Surrey, the poetry community is so supportive. You know, we're there. We want you to do well. I always say it's never normal. It's never a normal thing to get up on stage and bare your soul to a room full of strangers. But the more you do it, like anything, it gets easier. So I would say, if you're itching to do it and you're ready for it, just go for it. And if you want to do it but you don't know that you're ready for it, go along and just watch. You know, you can go to open mics and not have to read. You can just go and enjoy, and then hopefully eventually you go, oh, this isn't so bad. Yeah, I'll go for it.
So what do you hope will be achieved? But at the end of it, what will you look back on and go, that's what we wanted to happen? Or is there a particular goal?
I think I would like to get... I always say everyone has a poem in them. Everyone has a poem in them, and I'd like...
I wouldn't test the DJs here, because they wouldn't be very good.
No. I don't know. If you put it in front of me, I'm always going to love it, because I just love poetry. I'm crazy about poetry. But I believe everyone has a poem in them, and it would be great to kind of get every single resident of Surrey to have at least one poem in their notebook. Even if it's just tucked away and never seen again, at least you've written a poem. That would be great.
Do you remember the first poem you wrote?
I do, yeah. I was in college, just down the road, actually. I went to Kingston College, and I was in my first relationship. And some, you know, typical romantic teenager, like, oh, I'm going to write a poem. Yeah, never even thought about it before. As I say, I didn't really like it in school. It didn't capture my imagination. But, yeah, young love, puppy love, I'll write a poem. And it was about Kingston Bridge, because that's where we used to sit all the time. And I just remember it was such an electric feeling, because I was studying performance at the time. I have a performance background. And the feeling I got writing that first poem, I never had ever, like, on stage or anything. And so in the back of my mind, I was thinking, you know, this is probably something to pay attention to. But it wasn't until I read a biography by Ray Manzarek, the keyboardist of The Doors, and he wrote about how Jim Morrison wanted to be known as a poet over a rock star. And I thought, obviously that feeling never left me writing that first poem. And I thought, well, if Jim Morrison could take poetry seriously, maybe I'll give it another go. And I just found a whole other side of poetry that wasn't taught in school. It was more rock and roll, you know, it was the beat poets in the 50s, so Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg and stuff. And I was reading that, and I was like, wow, this is cool, yeah. And I never looked back since, and here I am.
So can you tell us the poem?
My first poem?
Your first poem.
Alas, I cannot. I just know that it was called Kingston Bridge. I know that I wrote it, and it was on top of, like, a sketch of the bridge. But
that sounds like a piece of artwork we need to find and put this up. Maybe. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably in a bin somewhere now.
Okay, so for anyone that wants to come along, where can they get tickets and what can they expect? Give us all the information.
Yeah, absolutely. So To get tickets, it's on our website, which is surreypoetlaureateship.org/bigpoetryweekend, or also on Eventbrite. And you can expect big national poets such as Len Penny's coming all the way from Scotland. We have Bradley Taylor, who is an amazing performance poet from Birmingham. We have Dakota Warren. Those are like the poets coming from outside. And then we have amazing local poets such as Katie Griffiths, Nia Brumhall, who is poet in residence right now at Painshill Park. We have Sharon Green, who does a lot in the Guildford scene. And so, yeah, so many more poets. I couldn't even list them all. But we also have, they'll be doing workshops. We'll be having panels on various different topics, such as social media in the poetry world and how those two have collided. We've got performances, of course. We've got talks. We've got a book village. All day open mics. So if you do feel like you want to go to an open mic, we have an open mic taking place across both days, all day. And what I'm most excited about, because everything we do is community-based, are the community meetups. So if you have a very niche interest, such as Victorian poetry or Gothic poetry, and you want to meet other people with the same interest, you can organise your own meetup. So you can literally create your own festival experience. So we'll have community meetups as well.
Perfect. So Surrey's Big Poetry Weekend takes place at the Egham Literary Institute on Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of August. There'll be performances, workshops, talks, panels, open mics and community events across the weekend. And just a reminder, you can find out more through the Surrey Poet Laureateship website. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.